Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial market, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within the market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day, and we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, I'm Skulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a finance planner plan to save you money, personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Today, you may really need this one. There's two different avenues you may be taking. We have one avenue, which is certainly an interesting one. We have National Harvey Wallbanger Day. Well, that's a drink from, is that the 60s or the 70s? I guess it was 1968. It was started out in San Diego. Cocktail served as a result of a party in Laguna Beach. The only remaining supplies were vodka, Galliano, and orange juice. When the partygoers left, Harvey remained banging his head against the wall. That is the history of the Harvey Wallbanger. Interesting there. So that is celebrated November 8th. You might be banging your head against the wall at the end of the election cycle, or you might be having National Cappuccino Day. We'll see which way you might start the day off with a cappuccino on National Cappuccino Day. You may then decide that the end of the day might be when you want to go for that Harvey Wallbanger. Vodka, Kettle One Martini up, please, for me. Three blue cheese olives is the way I would prefer to enjoy them. Just my personal preference right there. And yes, of course, we are watching the markets for you this morning. It's very interesting seeing what's going on, being that this is election day. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 96 points. Oil up 10 cents per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up a little bit, yielding 1.86. Probably getting near the highs of the recent highs. I'm not sure when the last time we were at 1.86. It might be going all the way back to maybe June. We might have touched 1.87, but it's going back some time a little bit. Checking out, I've got an interesting perspective for you today. I saw this commentary. I saw this or heard about this. I didn't see it because it's not a social media friend of mine. My wife told me about this one. There was an individual whom I have very, very little respect for the lady. Doesn't matter whether she's a man or a woman, but in just this case, it happens to be that it is a lady that I have very little respect for. But she did pose an interesting question on Facebook. It was, I think, last night that my wife told me she saw the information and wanted to know, or her question was something along the lines of, why are all the Trump voters followers white? Where is Christ in his campaign? What does it say when there's no other races following him? Well, to start off with, it says that the poster is quite ignorant, just in a sense that it's very interesting that the national spokesperson for the campaign is an African-American or a black lady. I guess she couldn't tell the difference. Maybe she doesn't know this. Just maybe have to help her out a little bit. So the national spokesperson for Trump, black lady, there are quite a few black groups that are following that are supporting the Trump campaign. Maybe she doesn't know that Alan West, probably has no clue even who Alan West is, but former, I think he's from Florida. I'll look it up for you real quick here. Alan West, military man, very, very distinguished military career. Ask that question. I wonder why she doesn't know that Alan West is a Trump supporter as well. I guess that kind of neglected or passed her by. Former member of House of Representatives, retired U.S. Army lieutenant on the Trump bandwagon. So Herman Cain. Yeah, Herman Cain. I guess he's probably He says that he was born black, but maybe this lady doesn't realize that he was born black as well. Just very, very interesting out there that people just don't know these things. But what I thought might be more interesting, because of obviously the ignorance of this one person posting on social media, because her commentary basically was, I think she put in there, you know, where is Christ in this campaign or his campaign? So I'm going to share this. My comment, if you looked at, follow us on social media, I just shared this same information out there again so that you would have it. You could also look it up later on if you choose to, or catch the replay of Ron Siegel Radio. My commentary was, and I will read it to you verbatim so that you know it firsthand. It says, I heard about a social media post from a person whom I have little respect for. However, I thought the topic would be interesting radio. Election Day 2016, WWJD analysis by your Jewish radio host who sent two of his kids to a Lutheran school. Think about that concept. So to start off with on the whole analysis here is basically understanding that none of us are perfect. Even the person that posted this crazy information, none of us are perfect. I further went down and made the analysis that actions speak louder than words. My late father made the comment when I was a very, very young person. My dad grew up within a very challenged environment. They were very, very poor. They lived in basically a two-bedroom house, four people, not in the greatest of neighborhoods. We were not allowed. I mean, racial issues were not part of our family. My dad grew up in a very black neighborhood. He often told us stories that he was one of only a handful of white children in the school, and even smaller subset of white Jewish people in the school playing football. Got ridiculed on a daily basis. Not proud of the fact that he did fight every single day for his honor. So commentary goes on. My dad said that there was often language, and he went back to his early youth, that there was language you would use. There was commentary you would have amongst the guys that was never meant to be heard by my mom or my sister or his mother. And if you did that, well, there was consequence to pay. But out in the street, out in the gutter, as he put it, as he described to me, that was a different conversation. There were a lot of things that go on there that you wouldn't bring in the house. You wouldn't let your mom or sister hear. I think that might be part of this analysis. Doesn't mean you always acted on it, but it does mean that it was there. Now, actions, what you do, the person you are, what you're standing for, that speaks a little louder. I wonder what any of our higher beings might say about an organization that is taking from the rich and giving to themselves, taking from the rich ostensibly for the poor, the underprivileged, but the money doesn't get there. Maybe 5.7% is all that's going to the intended causes, beneficiaries, yet 95-96% is going to fill one's own pockets. I wonder what that would say. That is actions speaking louder than words. What are family values? Look at the family values and see what are the family values of various candidates have to say. Well, one family obviously seems like they're a very tight-knit family, out working very hard to benefit one for all. The other family, well, you know, something. Papa doesn't lead a very sound example, doesn't exhibit a very sound example. I remember going back in the 90s during the Clinton administration, having to worry my kids be listening to the news with me. How would I explain some of the topics of some of the conversations that went on in the White House? How would my kids understand that? Would the presidency be something I wanted my kids to be proud of at the time? Well, that's a question mark that everybody has to answer for themselves. I did as well, so you make that choice yourself. You look at organizations. What are they doing? Well, one candidate is very clearly promoting an anti-Judeo-Christian agenda. You look right now, the Christians are not allowed to come into the country, this country, at the same rate as some of the Middle Eastern, other races or other faiths in the Middle East. Is that what the higher being that they're alluding to here would have in be proud of? Then you look and say, okay, the Supreme Court, is that, what direction do we want to take the Supreme Court? Do we want that pro-life court? Do we want a court that says, you know something, just because the baby's at 30, 35, 39, 40 weeks, that baby could still be aborted? Really? Is that what the Judeo-Christian values really say? Religious liberty? Do we want to be able to exhibit religious liberty? Do we want people to share the beliefs of everyone? What are the thoughts about migrants? Do we want to do it legally or illegally? Do we want to promote, I've shared right here in the city of Anaheim where I'm broadcasting this morning, that the mayor of the city of Anaheim is proposing or supporting a slate of candidates for city council that are all pro-sanctuary city, the proponents of people that violate our laws repeatedly and commit crimes repeatedly. That's the candidates that he wants. And then I mentioned, obviously, the humanitarian issues. Yes, one candidate did promote a lot for Haiti. But if you read the books, if you read the history, Haiti didn't get benefit a whole lot from all the efforts. Again, we go 5.7%. Charitable activities, well, you can make those own judgments for yourself as well. I will continue this. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events? And the financial markets. When we come back, it's not always marriage before mortgage. The pros and cons of homeowners associations. Election anxiety. Here are five popular job openings in Canada. You got to love that one. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/. Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564, PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564, one of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. You can't get that by just going online. You have to get it from somebody. The equity position is not one of those things that is available right going on those online services. So I'm going to suggest again, text PAIR. You'll have a very, very brief conversation with one of our professionals, and then you'll be able to get that information that you really need. How do you make an educated decision if you're not educated? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that whole situation. I'm just saying that you need to have the information in order to make a very, very good decision. When you're talking about real estate, when you're talking about your family's largest asset, most likely the real estate, your family's largest debt or liability, that would be the mortgage. You better have great counsel to make good decisions or great decisions. It's not always marriage before mortgage. There are many people sitting on the sidelines trying to decide if they should purchase a home or sign a rental lease. Some might wonder if it makes sense to purchase a house before they are married and have a family. Others may think they are too young, and still others might think their current income would never enable them to qualify for a mortgage. I just heard that one yesterday from somebody, that their current income might not ever qualify them for a mortgage. And the reason that they came up with was basically because they had so much student loan debt. I'm going to share with you again, I stay on this subject always, be careful of that student loan debt. It can bury you. Help your kids, get them educated with the understanding that student loan debt, you got to look at the return on investment. How long, based on their major and the debt load, is it going to take for them to get out of debt? I want to share some what the typical first-time home buyer actually looks like, and that's based on the National Association of Realtors' most recent profile of home buyers and sellers. Interesting statistics for first-time buyers. Percentage of all first-time buyers, their household income, $72,000. Median age in years, 32. 58% are married. The household income of the 58%, $84,100. 33 is their median age for those married couples. Single females, 18% of the first-time buyers are single females, with a household income of $48,400, age 34. Unmarried couples, 14% of the first-time buyers, are unmarried couples with an average household income, $74,600, age 29. The guys aren't very smart. Single males make up only 8%. However, their income is $58,300, age 31. And other, I don't know what the other would be, man, woman, no, single, female. 2% of those, $60,800, 36 is their average years. Unmarried couples jumped up to the third spot right after their married counterparts and single women. Many couples are buying a home before spending what would be a down payment. You may not be much different than many people who have already purchased their first home. So if you're thinking about buying that first home, let's chat. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what makes sense for you to make that decision. Maybe you should buy, maybe you shouldn't buy. Hard to say until you really have a good handle on what people are doing, what their short and long-term goals are. All of those things play right into the keys of this decision-making process. And not it's not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. It just does not work that way. So we always look at the different questions that come into Ron Siegel Radio. I always keep some of those handy just in case we have a little bit of time on the broadcast where we're able to deal with some of the questions that we get. We get a lot of questions on a regular basis, and I don't always get a chance to discuss them. Love to try to bring you as many great guests as possible on Ron Siegel Radio. So when we have a chance to get to some of the questions, we will do that. How can I get my credit report? Well, there's a couple of different options there. MyAnnualCreditReport.com will get you a copy of your credit report. That does not get you FICO scores, the true FICO scores. You get FICO scores there. Credit Karma, Credit K-R-M-A, CreditKarma.com is another resource for getting credit information. It's not really your credit report, but it does give you some tracking information on your credit scores. Or you can go to our friends over at CreditSanitizer.com. CreditSanitizer.com. They've got some great information on their website as well. They also have a program on there. And again, I don't own the company. I just share good information. I don't own any of these I told you about. Credit Karma, I own. CreditSanitizer.com, I don't own. I own the domain name, the website domain name, but it's the company that it points to is a company that I feel is valuable for you to know. That's why I have the domain. It's their company. They've got an opportunity there. I think it's $87 or $89 a month. Give you a whole suite of financial education products. So you get the LifeLock in there, and you can get a copy of your credit report and your credit score and monitor your credit. A whole bunch of great stuff in there for you to get that information on. And again, they'll help you work on your credit. $87 a month, no long-term contracts, no commitments. So that's the beauty of what they are doing right there. What is a good credit score? This is one of the more misleading pieces of information and one of the more misleading questions I get on a regular basis, and it drives me crazy watching those commercials on TV. It's one of the bureaus, and you got to remember, whenever you're dealing with credit bureaus, my opinion, they're only looking out for themselves. They make more money with the lower your credit score is. Does that give them an incentive to have your credit score low? You make the decision. Excellent credit, 750 plus. Good credit, 700 to 749. Fair credit, 650 to 699. Poor credit, 600 to 649. And below 600 is what the bad range on scores. Does that mean you cannot get a loan for a mortgage below 600? No. There are programs available for you to get a home loan with a credit score below 600. Are you going to pay extra money for it? Yes. Does that matter? No. Here's the whole concept. It's called a game plan. In everything you do from a financial standpoint, look at your short and long-term goals and work toward them. The game plan, when we're dealing with credit or a house or finances, is where do you want to end up and when? With a real estate agent about 6 months ago, she said very plainly her goal is to have 5 properties all paid for 100%, so there's no liens on any of them, and that will be her retirement plan. Just collecting the rents on those 5 properties will give her the amount of money that she believes she will need in retirement. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know, but I can tell you this. It's great having a game plan, knowing what you're trying to accomplish. That part is definitely right. If you're looking to buy a house, well, if it means that you have to pay a higher interest rate and it's affordable with a low credit score, buy the house. Don't worry about the credit score. The interest rate, if you can afford it, it's going to be tax deductible. Do you want to stay there? No. But you can start off with that product, with that program. Get into the credit sanitizer, folks. Have them help you get your credit score increased or correct. They can't increase your credit score unless there's errors on the report. If there are errors on the report, then by all means, they need to be corrected. And in many instances, that will correct the score or enhance the score. I can tell you another story quickly. In the middle of consulting with somebody getting a new home, they'd had their credit score run right at the very beginning, like everybody does. They had a very nice credit score. I think it was in just below 740, I think, right around that range. Well, when they go and do the pre-closing credit report, they find out that there is a collection that shows up on their credit report. It was not there initially. The collection is now there, but it's something that was taken care of over a year ago. Holy cow, these people are panicked because not only are they about to close escrow or hoping to close escrow in a week or so, but also out of the country on vacation in the middle of the process, and this shows up. It's not abnormal for these things to happen, and even though it was totally taken care of, it was cleared some time ago. These things happen. But the bottom line is you get that corrected. You get the report. It cost them like 47 points on their credit score, 49 points on their credit score, something along those lines. I don't know the exact numbers, and wouldn't be ethical for me to share their scenario other than an anonymous way anyway. Things happen. You get your credit reports cleared up, and the scores go up. And that's just part of the game plan. That's why you need to be monitoring your credit score on an ongoing basis. That's what I tell you all the time when you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, pros and cons of a homeowners association, election anxiety, 5 popular job openings in Canada. It's about all that and more. You can reach us anytime, our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And yes, of course, we're on iTunes as well. So you can go to mbelinks.com. That's maryboyedwardlinks.com/iTunes. It'll take you right to our page. You can subscribe right there for free. And you can stay tuned because we'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's easy for me to say this. My tongue is tied. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star Mortgage has the programs, the products for you. Gold Star Mortgage. Let's look at the pros and cons of a homeowners association is today's subject. Pros and cons of a homeowners association. You have to really look at these. There's a lot of issues that go on when you're talking about a homeowners association. What are you looking for from the association? There are certain associations. It's a very, very interesting concept that I see on a regular basis. So some associations, I've seen some that there's one that I know of that's like $30 a month. And they have a pool and tennis courts and wonderful association. I know of another that's like $700 a month. Is one of them a better value than the other one? Well, that just depends on the individual. So you need to really look and see what is it that you're looking for from the association. What do you want from them? What are they providing? Some associations are nothing more than a body that's some of them just want to try and control the homeowners. That's to be plain simple with you. They just want to be able to say, well, you can paint your house this color. You can paint your house that color. You can move this tree. You can't move that tree. They want to make sure that the idea originally was they didn't want somebody to come to the neighborhood and paint their house lime green. That was the extent of it. So the concept here then became, what are you going to do? How much authority should they have? If you remember, when cable and satellite TV came out, those big 10-foot dishes, do you remember those? Well, there were some homeowners associations that said, well, you can't have one of those in the neighborhood. It's an eyesore. And the satellite companies actually went to court and claimed that it was blocking the other people's First Amendment rights. Well, they won that lawsuit. And it came out that you can't stop somebody from having a satellite dish, regardless of the size in their property. It was their right to do that. Now, there are some associations, I know some out in the Coachella Valley, that they have membership. They have a full-on health club as part of their association. They've got weight rooms. They've got pools. They've got other activities. They've got tennis courts, golf courses. All of these things are part of the Homeowners Association dues. Now, one of the things that we talk about, and we've done this out in the valley there, is you look at the concept with them, and you start saying, okay, well, if they've got that situation going, what is the trade-off? What is the trade-off there? What would you pay for golf course membership? What would you pay for the health club membership? What would you pay for the tennis courts or the tennis membership? All of those are components of the whole process. You start looking at that and you say, well, maybe if I add up my health club and my tennis and my golf, and I have the pools and I have the social aspect, well, maybe that $900 a month, maybe that $700 a month isn't so outrageous. Maybe there is a benefit to it. Just have to add up and do the math there. The homeowners association handles disputes between neighbors sometimes. Maybe you don't have to get the law involved. Maybe one neighbor wants to have X tree, remove a tree, and the homeowners association can deal with that. Maybe a dog or a loud party. All of that is part of it. A homeowners association manages the common areas in the neighborhood. That's part of their process, part of the things that they do. That's just another one of those issues that you have to look at. The pros and cons. Some people want nothing at all to do with an association. Well, just understand that that's part of that person's prerogative. They don't have to be a member. They don't have to participate. I always watch. There are some associations that just want it to be, quote unquote, the good old boys club. Nobody's allowed in. They're going to have the same membership, the same board year after year after year. Yet they have the elections. They also need to be looking at the reserves, insurance issues to be dealt with when you're talking about a homeowners association. There are some boards that it's like the last person to step back, well, they're part of the board now. And maybe they want, maybe they don't want it, but it is one of those issues that goes with them. Just a thought right there. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we've been going through some different questions that come into Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis throughout the months and years. Should I check my credit before buying a home? Absolutely. Although even more than that, I would be checking your credit every 6 months. It's one of those things. Heck, look at this one individual that I was telling you about in the last segment. Their credit dropped 40 or 50 points in a space of 30 days. And in some instances, if we're not on top of it and didn't have somebody that knew how to deal with it, it could be that they might have lost their dream home. They could have even lost earnest money deposit because they'd removed contingency. They were at the 11th hour of their loan program. And if there is somebody that didn't watch, didn't know, didn't care enough to take a good look at what's going on. Why did this happen? What caused the credit report to drop so much? And I'm going to share this quite frankly with you. Had this individual been with one of the big banks, I am not sure that they would have gone the extra mile as a mortgage banker would. That they might have gone, it might not have gone the extra mile that a mortgage banker would to figure this all out. Just saying. There is a ton going on there. I'm just going to give you that information right up front. That's why the big banks, they get paid whether the loans close or not. That's so many of them that they're processing. They get paid whether the loans close or not. There are mortgage bankers out there that get paid anything if loans don't close. So the bottom line here is watch what's going on and get to those mortgage bankers just like everybody else. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will chat about election anxiety, 5 popular job openings in Canada, no less. We'll talk about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel, on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the word on wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. They've got the best trust I have seen in all my years of looking at trust from financial planning when I was at Merrill Lynch, when I've been leading a lending team, Heritage Financial Services. And all you have to do is go to the gift bag, the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you, get you the information you need to get all of these goodies that we have in the gift bag. It's about $1,000 worth of cool stuff. One of them is that trust information that I've talked to you about many, many times. That trust that they have from Heritage Financial. One of the best tools I've ever seen. They've got a great trust in there. And I'm going to suggest to you, when you go to Heritage, I think they charge $1,200 for a full trust, and they come out every year to review the trust with you. They've got a great service. Unbelievable there. Unbelievable for that trust. So now let's think about that concept. Then you go to the gift bag, RSR gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. You will get the coupon for $300 off, 25% discount on that trust. There is election anxiety. I don't know how much you follow the news. I tell you all the time, I am a political junkie, so I see what all's going on here. Five popular job openings in Canada. Canada, no less. So here are some of them. Retail workers, 25,843 openings listed in Monster.com's database. Retail management, there's about 13,000 job openings there, similar to truck drivers, 13,000. Sales and account representatives, 12,000. And customer information reps, about 12,000 of those as well. A lot of openings for jobs in Canada, and I just bring it up tongue-in-cheek today because I have heard so many people talking about that if their candidate, whoever their candidate might be, if their candidate does not win, they're going to leave the country. Some of those people, it would be really nice to see them leave. I got to admit, there it would not bother me. Half of Hollywood, go ahead, take off, see you later, would not bother me in the least. Those of you who may have a desire, I should say, to leave, if you have a piece of property that you need some help with selling, let me know. When, if you want, I can put you in touch with a great real estate professional who could help you with that. Just a thought right there. Gave you some ideas there for some job openings that are available in Canada, and we can help you with the other part. How can I negotiate the best price when buying a home? Another question that's come up to us, and I should mention that word on wealth segment today was brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Get the coupon 25% discount on a great trust from our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Continuing with our questions, how can I negotiate the best price when buying a home? Well, you got to be educated. You have to know what you're doing. You have to understand the process. And if you're buying a home right now, you know that people buy a new home on average every 9 years. Historically, it's every 6 years. You do it once and don't do it again for 6 years or 9 years. If that is your scenario, if that is your case, then I'm going to suggest to you, be careful, because you probably are not really well educated in this process. You don't have that knowledge of doing it. So how can you negotiate the best price? You have to know all the details. You have to know everything there is to know about the property. You need to know everything there is to know about the market. What is the competition? You might want to try and find out something about what the needs and wants are of the seller. That's a big, big issue. Know what the needs and wants are of the seller. How can you meet the seller's needs or see if there's a way to bridge what the seller needs are with what your needs are if you don't know what their needs are? In a circle, right? But if the seller wants to get out of the property so they can move on, but they don't need cash, it's a retiree. And they're willing to carry paper back, carry part of the loan back or make a loan to you. Does that make sense to deal with that? Well, you can have that knowledge if you talk and find out what are the needs of the seller before you move on. Are contingencies a big issue? You got to know that answer. What about an expiration date of the existing listing? Does that matter to you? Maybe, maybe not. It's a good question. What is the earnest money that is needed, required? What does it make the seller understand that you're the best person for their needs, for their offer? Think about that concept, that part of it as well. There are a lot of differences in there just for you to be aware of. So think about all these things. That's how you make get the best price, by meeting their needs. Maybe they need somebody to take over the property. How do I find a good realtor? Well, don't worry about good realtors. I will refer you to great realtors. All you need to do is call me, 800-306-1990. It depends on whether you're looking for the buy side of the transaction or the sell side of the transaction. Not all realtors are created the same. There are some that are very, very good with one side or the other. Then there are some that are not. Some don't focus on either the listing side or the selling side. Are they in your neighborhood? Are they not in your neighborhood? Does that matter? If you're listing a home, if you're wanting to sell your home, what is the average days on the market that that agent works on? What is the norm for that agent? What kind of price points do they work at? Are they generally working on a $300,000 home and you've got a $1 million home? Maybe that's not the fit that you want. How should I determine my down payment when buying a home? Well, that's a big issue as well. That's the most important part. What can you afford? Get together with a great real estate professional, and that might help you, or loan professional, not one of the bankers at the big bank on the corner. Again, great people, but they may not be the right person for you. Just going to suggest that. There are many, many different options. So look at your budget. Look what's your emergency fund look like. What's going to get you the best pricing on the loan that you want? A lot of different areas in there. How can I get approved for a mortgage home loan? Well, that's pretty simple. All you need to do is go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. There's a button there that says apply now. Put you in touch with the right person by doing that. There's always some good information right there that we can get you, and look forward to helping you out with that kind of information as well. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and of course, to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all, Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.